Like an old suitcase. I'm getting toasted.
Great. Now you can be a skag with a slightly darker shade of skin.
He's just jealous because he can't tan. His freckles just connect.
Hey, easy on the fluids, pal. The rubber sheets are packed.
Vicky, she says she wants to go with Ding. Behind Ding is 200 points. All right. Good for you. And that takes you to 4,700 points. 200 points. All right. Our champion for the day. Maybe
JP can help you. Honey, are you packed yet?
Yes. Yes.
Everything I put out for you?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, did you see what Grandma Penelope sent you for the trip?
Let me guess. Donald Duck slippers?
Close. An inflatable clown to play with in the pool.
How exciting. Why do we have to go to Florida? There's no Christmas trees in Florida.
Kevin, what is it with you and Christmas trees?
How could you have Christmas without a Christmas tree, Mom?
Well, find a nice fake silver one. Or decorate a palm tree.
Guests of the new celebrity Ding Dang Dong stay at the world-renowned Plaza Hotel, New York's most exciting hotel experience. For reservations, call toll-free 1-800-759.
Bonnie, do you know where the battery for this camcorder is?
Yeah, I put it in the charger.
How's this?
Oh, much better.
Hey, Kevin, you better go put your tie on.
We don't want to be late for the Christmas pageant.
My tie's in the bathroom. I can't go in there because Uncle Frank's taking a shower. He says if I walked in there and saw him naked, I'd grow up never feeling like a real man. Whatever that means.
Well, I'm sure he was kidding. Just run in there, get your tie, get out, and don't look at anything.
Well, this cat they're talking about, I wonder who could it be? Cause that's the heaviest cat, you ever did see. When they see me walking down the street, none of the fellas want to speak. I heard, hey, on their faces, they wear a silly smirk, cause they know I'm the king of the cool jerk. Get out of here, you nosy little pervert, or I'm gonna slap you silly. Oh, you're cooking, Frankie.
Christmas tree. Christmas tree lit up like a star. When I see my Christmas tree and loved ones be far, Christmas tree, I'm certain, wherever I roam.
Kevin Solo's coming home to us.
Kevin Solo's coming home, Frank.
Okay, Frank. Frank?
Christmas time means laughter, toboggans in the snow, caroling together with faces aglow, stockings on the mantel, the moonbeam dawn, and my merriest Christmas feet just one.
Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, I'd like to apologize to my family for whatever displeasure I might have caused you.
What?
My prank was immature and ill-timed.
Immature or not, it was pretty goddamn hilarious.
I'd also like to apologize to my brother. Kevin, I'm sorry.
Oh, Buzz. That was very nice. Kevin, do you have something to say?
Sniffer.
I'm not sorry. I did what I did because Buzz humiliated me. And since he gets away with everything, I'll let him have it. And since you're all so stupid to believe his lies, I don't care if your idiotic Florida trip gets wrecked or not. Who wants to spend Christmas in a tropical climate anyway?
Kevin!
Kevin, you walk out of here. You sleep on the third floor.
Yeah, with me. So what else is new?
You'd better not wreck my trip, you little sourpuss. Your dad's paying good money for it.
Oh, wouldn't want to spoil your fun, Mr. Cheapskate.
What a troubled young man.
They're all a bunch of jerks.
Hi. You know, Kevin, last time we all tried to take a trip, we had a problem that started just like this.
Yeah, with me getting crapped on.
I don't care for your choice of words. That's not what happened last time. That's not what's happening this time. Buzz apologized to you.
Yeah, then he called me a trout sniffer. He didn't mean what he said. He was just sucking up to you.
Okay, why don't you just sit up here for a while and think things over? When you're ready to apologize to Buzz and to the rest of the family, you can come down.
I'm not apologizing to Buzz. I'd rather kiss a toilet seat.
Then you can stay up here the rest of the night.
Fine. I don't want to be down there anyway. I can't trust anybody in this family. And you know what? If I had my own money, I'd go on my own vacation. Alone. Without any of you guys. And I'd have the most fun of my whole life.
Well, you got your wish last year. Maybe you'll get it again this year.
I hope so.
Thank you.
I know I shouldn't complain about a free trip, but geez, you guys give the worst gall-darn wake-up calls.
Frank, do you have the tickets?
I've got them. Here's your family's. I've got my family.
How many do you have?
Seven.
14.
7, 8, 9, 10.
How come none of us are sitting together?
At this time of year, we're lucky to get on the same plane. 11, 12, 13.
Where's Kevin?
14. It's a good thing I have my own ticket, just in case you guys try to ditch me.
Dad, I need batteries.
What? I got some batteries in my bag. I'll give them to you on the plane. Here's two more. Same
well,
flight number 5.
Well, why can't I get them now? I'll get them.
Not now, Kevin. What's the gate number?
817, sir.
Thank you. Hey, you better hurry up. It's the last gate all the way down.
Dad, what gate is it?
817, Buzz. Come on.
Kevin, you going to take my bag? You going to take my bag? Come on.
American Airlines flight 226 to New York is now in the final boarding process.
Let me just make sure everyone gets on.
Come on.
Don't worry, ma'am. We'll get everybody on the plane.
Merry Christmas. Have a nice flight.
Merry Christmas.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Hey, wait up! Hey, guys, wait for me!
Getting kind of close.
Yes, sorry.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, dear.
Dad, yeah, wait up! Wait! I'm sorry.
That's all right. Are you on this flight?
Yeah, so is my family. They're already on the plane, and I don't want to be left behind.
Do you have a boarding pass?
It's somewhere.
We have to close up here. They're ready to go.
He dropped his boarding pass.
This plane can't leave. This happened to me last year and almost wrecked me Christmas.
Are you sure your family's on this flight?
Yeah, my dad ran in here right before I bumped into this lady.
Okay, board him, but make sure he locates his family before you leave him.
Okay, come on. Did you see your family?
There's my dad over there.
Okay, we'll go find an empty seat. Have a Merry Christmas.
You too.
Ladies and gentlemen, in order for the captain to push back from the gate, we need all passengers to be seated with their seatbelts securely fastened.
Have you ever been to Florida?
Vous êtes petit, ça. Moi, je viens de la France. Je suis un touriste ici. C'est la première fois que je viens en Amérique. Tu peux pas me dire, toi, un peu, s'il y a un bon restaurant? Seulement, peut-être tes parents, ils connaissent une bonne place. Pourquoi tu me réponds pas? Tu parles français un petit peu? Moi, je parle pas l'anglais du tout. Mais donne-moi un coup de main, quand même. Tu veux pas me parler, hein? Tu veux pas? Tu me fais la gueule? Moi, je m'appelle André. Dis-moi.
Welcome aboard American Airlines Flight 176. Non-stop to New York.
Boy, I didn't think we were going to make it.
Something wrong? Honey?
I have that feeling.
We forgot something?
No, I don't think we did, but I just have that feeling.
Bad memories, that's all. We did everything. We brought everything. We have everybody. There's nothing to worry about.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. You're right. We're fine.
Nothing to worry about. Megan's?
Brooke? Give this to Brooke.
Now this Kevin? Give this to Kevin.
Give this to Kevin.
Here you go, Kevin. Kevin's not here.
What?
Over there.
That's New York, sir.
Yikes, I did it again.
Something wrong, sir?
I'll be fine. My family's in Florida, and I'm in New York. My family's in Florida. I'm in New York.
What's the child's name?
Kevin. K-E-V.
When did you see him last?
Curbside check-in?
No, I saw him at the door. He was with us in the terminal.
Most people get separated at security checkpoints. Did everyone get through security?
I don't know. Peter.
We were in a hurry. We had to run all the way to the gate.
When did you notice he was missing?
When we picked up our baggage here.
Has boy ever run away from home?
No.
Has he ever been in a situation where he's been on his own?
As a matter of fact, this has happened before. It's becoming sort of a McAllister family travel tradition.
Funnily enough, we never lose our luggage.
He was left at home by accident last year.
That's what my wife meant when she said it's becoming a McAllister family travel tradition.
We'll call Chicago and notify him of the situation. The odds are that's where he is.
Thanks. It's
very unlikely he'd be anywhere else.
Watch out, kid!
Go! What's your manifest?
Here we are, Marv. New York City, the land of opportunity. Smell that? You know what that is?
Fish.
It's freedom.
No, it's fish.
It's freedom. And it's money.
Okay. It's freedom.
Come on, let's get out of here before somebody sees us.
And it's fish.
Yep, one quick score. We get ourselves a couple of phony passports, and we hightail it to some foreign country.
Arizona?
That's very smart, Marv. You bust out of jail to rob 14 cents from a Santa Claus?
Every little bit helps. Besides, now we got our new nickname. We're the Sticky Bandits.
Real cute. Very cute. Huh?
Plaza Hotel, New York's most exciting hotel experience.
Serves you right. Come on, let's go.
I think she likes me.
Down the hall and to the left.
Thanks.
Guests of the new celebrity Ding Dang Dong stay at the world-renowned Plaza Hotel, New York's most exciting hotel experience. For reservations, call toll-free 1-800-759-3000.
I'll do just that. Howdy do. This is Peter McAllister, the father. I'd like a hotel room, please, with an extra-large bed, a TV, and one of those little refrigerators you have to open with a key. Credit card? You got it.
Plaza Hotel reservations, may I help you?
Howdy do. This is Peter McAllister, the father.
Yes, sir.
I'd like a hotel room, please.
Yes.
With an extra large bed, a TV, and one of those little refrigerators you have to open with a key.
Yes, sir. You'll need a major credit card upon check-in.
Credit card? You got it.
Thank you. Enjoy your stay.
Yes, 2 at 8, Henri. Mr. Yamamoto. Hold on a second. I'll call you back, Henri.
Hi.
Can I help you?
Reservation for McAllister?
A reservation for yourself?
Ma'am, my feet are hardly touching the ground. I'm barely able to look over this counter. How could I make a reservation for a hotel room? Think about it. A kid going into a hotel, making a reservation? I don't think so.
I'm confused.
I'm traveling with my dad. He's on business. He's at a meeting. I hate meetings. Plus, I'm not allowed to go in. I can only sit in the lobby. That's boring. So my dad dropped me off here. Gave me his credit card and said whoever was checking people in to let me in the hotel room so I won't get into mischief. And ma'am, sometimes I do get into mischief. We all do.
Merry Christmas. No sign of him. We're going to have to be able to get a hold of you. You have hotel arrangements?
Yeah.
Do you have a recent photo of the boy?
I have one in my wallet. I don't have my wallet. My wallet's in my bag. Kevin was looking in my bag at the airport. He was looking for batteries. Kevin has my wallet.
Did you have credit cards in the wallet?
Credit cards? Money?
We'll notify the credit card companies immediately. If your son has the cards, we can get a location on him when and if he uses them.
No, I don't think Kevin even knows how to use a credit card.
Cedric?
Yes?
Don't count your tips in public.
Yes, sir.
And find out everything you can about that young fellow.
Front, please.
Enjoy your stay with us. And don't forget to remind your dad when he arrives that he has to come down and sign a couple of things.
Thank you. You've been most helpful.
May I take your bag, sir?
Up here to your left. You know, Herbert Hoover once stayed here on this floor.
Vacuum guy?
No, the president. This is one of our finest suites, sir.
Luxurious and spacious. How convenient. Hey!
Did you want me to put the key in the bag? Or did you just want to hang on to it?
I'll hang on to it.
Is everything all right, sir? Is the temperature in the room okay?
It's okay.
Do you know how the TV works?
I'm 10 years old. TV's my life.
Well.
I'm sorry. And there's plenty more where that came from.
Thank you.
Jingle bells swing and jingle bells ring, snowing and blowing up bushels of fun. Now the jingle hop has begun. Giddy up, jingle horse, pick up your feet. Jingle around the clock.
Would I bother anyone if I worked on my cannonballs?
And a mingle in the jingling feet.
Thanks.
That's the jingle bell. That's the jingle bell. That's the jingle bell.
This is a vacation.
Hold it right there.
It's me, Johnny.
I knew it was you. I could smell you getting off the elevator.
Two scoops, sir?
Two. Make it three. I'm not driving.
It's gardenias, Johnny. Your favorite.
You was here last night, too, wasn't you?
I was singing at the Blue Monkey last night.
She was not. She was smooching with your brother.
You was here, and you were smooching with my brother.
That's a dirty, rotten lie, Johnny.
Don't give me that. You've been smooching with everybody. Snuffy, Al, Leo, little Mo with the gimpy leg, Cheeks, Bony Bob, Cliff. I could go on forever, baby.
You got me all wrong.
All right. I believe you. But my Tommy gun don't.
Johnny, you're the only duck in my pond.
Get down on your knees and tell me you love me.
Baby, I'm over the moon for you.
You gotta do better than that.
If my love was an ocean, Lindy'd have to take two airplanes to get across it.
Maybe I'm off my hinges, but I believe you. That's why I'm gonna let you go. I'm gonna give you to the count of three to get your lousy, lying, low-down, four-flushing carcass out my door.
She's rat bait.
One. Two. Three. Merry Christmas, you filthy animal. And a Happy New Year.
housekeeping.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. With the kids jingle belling and everyone telling you be of good cheer. It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Didn't look this bad on our honeymoon.
Hey, Uncle Rob lives here. They're back from Paris. I'll drop in on them. They usually give pretty good presents.
Your drawers, sir.
Jeez, don't flash these babies around here. There could be girls on this floor.
I was very careful, sir.
You can't be too careful when it involves underwear.
I understand.
I'm sorry, you wanted a tip.
That won't be necessary, sir. I still have some tip left over.
No tip? Okay.
No. Wait.
Excuse me, how do I get to Corner Circle?
The doorman will be happy to find you a taxi. Mr. McAllister!
Excuse me.
Sure.
And how are we this morning?
fine. Is my transportation here?
Out in front, sir. A limousine and a pizza. Compliments of the Plaza Hotel. I do hope your father understands that last night I was simply checking the room to make sure everything was in order.
Oh, he was pretty mad.
He was.
He said he didn't come all the way to New York to get his naked rear end spied on.
Of course not. Will he be down soon?
He already left.
Oh, I would have liked to have offered my personal apology.
If some guy looked at you in the shower, would you ever want to see him again?
I suppose not.
I don't think you'll see him for the rest of our trip.
I understand.
Bye.
Have a lovely day.
McAllister.
Morning, Mr. McAllister.
Morning.
It's beginning to look a lot like this.
Mr. McAllister, here's your very own cheese pizza.
Take a look at 5 and 10, glistening once again, with candy canes and silver lanes aglow. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Toys in every store, but the prettiest sight to see is the holly that will be.
Hello?
On your own.
Hello?
Know any good toy stores?
Yes, sir.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Soon the bells will start.
And the thing that will make them ring is the carol that you sing right within your
Think.
Heart.
Like a scarf?
You want to forget about the scarf, Marv? We got to talk. We don't have the equipment to pull off anything big. You know, your banks, your jewelry stores. We don't want goods. We need cash. And we need it now.
How about hotels? Tourists carry lots of cash.
There's no guarantees. I got a better idea. Stores ain't going to deposit cash on Christmas Eve. The only stores that are going to have cash on hand are the ones that deal in moderate price goods.
Right, right.
Ergo, what store is going to make the most cash on Christmas Eve that nobody's going to think to rob?
Candy stores.
9-year-olds rob candy stores, Mom. This is what I had in mind.
That's brilliant, Harry. Brilliant!
Yep, there's nobody dumb enough to knock off a toy store on Christmas Eve.
Oh, yes, there is.
Here we are, sir. Duncan's Toy Chest.
Merry Christmas, Kevin. This is the greatest accident of my life.
House, but there's no bathroom in it. All right, so what's the plan?
Everybody leaves for a nice holiday off. We come out of our little houses.
Yeah, then what?
We empty the registers and walk out like we own the joint.
Great plan, Harry.
Shake his head.
Oh, well, now, thank you, and Merry Christmas. Yes. Say hello to the family. Let me see. You shopping alone?
In New York? Sir, I'm afraid of my own shadow.
Well, I was just checking.
That's very responsible of you.
Oh, well, thank you.
My pleasure.
That'll be $23.75. My. Where did you get all that money?
I have a lot of grandmothers.
Oh. Well, that explains it.
This is a really nice store. One of the finer toy dealerships I've ever visited in my life.
Oh, well, thank you.
This Mr. Duncan must be a pretty nice guy, letting all the kids come into his store and play with all his toys. Most toy stores prohibit that, you know?
Why is that so?
Yep.
Well, he loves kids. As a matter of fact, all the money the store takes in today, Mr. Duncan is donating it to the children's hospital. And the day after Christmas, we empty out all the money in the cash register, and Mr. Duncan just takes it right down to the hospital.
That's very generous of him.
Ah, well, children bring him a lot of joy, as they do to everyone who appreciates them.
I'm not supposed to spend this money, but I have $20 from shoveling snow in a jar in our garage where my older brother can't find it. So I can pay my mother back with that. So you can give this to Mr. Duncan. The hospital needs it more than I do. Besides, I'm probably going to spend it on stuff that'll rot my teeth and my mind.
Ah, that's very sweet of you. You see that tree there?
Mm-hmm.
Well, to show our appreciation for your generosity, I'm going to let you select an object from that tree that you can take home with you.
For free?
May I make a suggestion?
Okay.
Take the turtle doves.
I could have two?
Well, two turtle doves. And I tell you what you do. You keep one, and you give the other one to a very special person. You see, turtle doves are a symbol of friendship and love. Now, as long as each of you have your turtle dove, you'll be friends forever.
Wow. I never knew that. I thought they were just part of a song.
They are. And for that very special reason.
Wow. Thanks.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, too. Be sure to bundle up if you go outside. It's a little nippy.
Oh, I'll do that.
You take me to the Central Park Zoo.
Hey, look who it is, Marv. Come on, let's get him.
Oh, hi.
Hiya, pal.
Thank you.
avoid the Christmas rush. $2 for $5. $2 for $5. $4 for $10.
All right, Tito.
There he is!
All right, Tito.
Thanks. Merry Christmas, too.
Thank you for your suggestion.
My duty, my pleasure.
Bye now.
You gotta help me. There's two guys after me.
What's the matter? Store wouldn't take your stolen credit card. Let's see what the police have to say about this.
Credit card fraud.
Get me security! We've got to stop that delinquent! Come along, Cedric.
I've had enough for this vacation. I'm going home.
Hold it right there. This is the concierge, sir. I knew it was you. I could smell you getting off the elevator. You was here last night, too, wasn't you?
Yes, sir. I was.
You was here. And you were smooching with my brother.
I'm afraid you're mistaken, sir.
Don't give me that. You've been smooching with everybody. Snuffy, Al, Leo, little Mo with the gimpy leg, Cheeks, Bony Bob, Cliff.
No. It's a lie.
I could go on forever, baby.
I'm terribly sorry, sir, but I'm afraid you're mistaken. We're looking for a young man.
All right. I believe you. But my tummy gun don't. Get down on your knees and tell me you love me.
On your knees? I love you.
You gotta do better than that.
I love you.
Maybe I'm off my hinges, but I believe you. That's why I'm gonna let you go. I'm gonna give you to the count of three to get your lousy, lying, low-down, four-flushing carcass out my door. One, two. Three. Merry Christmas, you filthy animal.
And a happy new year.
Stay in your rooms! This is an emergency! There's an insane guest with a gun!
Come to Papa.
Round trip to Miami. What's the matter? Get on the wrong plane, Squirt?
Looks like you won't be needing this, kid.
American don't fly to the promised land, little buddy.
Come on. We spent 9 months in jail thinking we had the worst luck in the universe. We were wrong, little buddy.
We're busted out of the clink and we're doing fine. We're gonna be doing even better because we're not robbing houses anymore. Now we're robbing toy stores. At midnight tonight, we're hitting Duncan's toy chest. 5 floors of cash. Then after that, we grab a couple of phony passports,
Mark!
Then it's off to Rio.
Mark, huh? You want to shut up?
What's the difference? He's not going to talk to anybody. Except maybe a fish. Or the Undertaker.
Let's just get him to the subway tunnel. I'll feel a lot better once we get him on ice. I've got a gun in my pocket. You open your mouth and you'll be spitting gum out through your forehead. Shot him when we had the chance. I hate pulling a job knowing that little creep is on a loose.
Yeah, what can he do? He's a kid. Kids are helpless.
Yeah, not this kid.
Yeah, but this time he doesn't have a house full of dangerous goodies to get us with. He's in the park. He's alone. Kids are scared of the park.
Yeah. Grown men come in the park and don't leave alive.
Yeah.
Good luck, little fella.
Go home. Mom, where are you?
¿Para qué pagamos impuestos? ¿Para tener maestras como usted? Estúpidas, tontas, desconsideradas que enviaron a los hijos a casa casi sin ropa. Mis hijos no serán los mejores vestidos. A lo mejor no tengan la mejor ropa de ser. Estúpida.
Bueno, señora Welch, mira, quisiera pedirle disculpas. Bueno, bueno, colgó.
Ah, yo la voy a colgar a ella. ¿Qué dice? Bueno, ¿quién habla? Oh, el señor Welch. Ah, bien, señor Welch.
Turn that down. Hello.
This is she.
Ma'am, we found your son.
Oh, my God.
What?
It's the police. They know where Kevin is.
What?
Where? He's in New York City.
He's in New York.
New York? New York City?
What? Well, I'm sure he was scared. He's not a troublemaker.
What?
Would you hold? Just a second. Please hold.
Yes,
hold. Can you use your credit card to check into the Plaza Hotel?
Do they still have him?
Do they have him?
No, the police are still looking for him.
Damn it.
Get to New York as soon as possible, ma'am.
Okay, we're on the next flight out. Thank you. We're going to New York. Move it. He ran away from the hotel when they questioned him about the card. He must be so scared.
I wonder if he'd know enough to go to my brother's place.
Aren't they in Paris?
Maybe they have a house sitter.
I thought you said they were renovating.
at that hour. He's had that joke for tonight.
Somebody to read you a bedtime story.
Taxi!
Boy, it's scary out there.
Ain't much better in here, kid.
I don't want to ever take a vacation like this. Where did you guys come from? I don't know if I have enough for everybody. How hungry are you guys? Well, you guys ate all my food. I screamed in your face. You're just trying to help me, right? I'm Kevin McAllister. Your birds are real nice. I've seen you before. You have pigeons all over you. At first, you look kind of scary. But when I think about it, it's not so bad. They must be all over you because they like you. If I'm bothering you, I can leave. Am I bothering you? Good. I'm not a pain in the butt?
No.
Will those pigeons come back on their own, or do you have to call them?
Give me your hand.
Hold on. I could sure go for a cup of hot chocolate. How about you? My treat. I'd hate to spend Christmas Eve in Central Park. Can we go someplace warm?
Yes. I know a place.
Nice music. This place is great.
I've heard the words great music from here. Ella Fitzgerald, Count Basie, Frank Sinatra, Luciano Pavarotti.
So, do you bring your friends up here?
I haven't got many friends.
Oh, sorry.
I'm like the birds I care for. People pass me in the street. They see me, but they try to ignore me. They prefer I wasn't part of their city.
Yeah, it's sort of like that with my family. I'm kind of the pigeon of the house, just because I'm the youngest.
Everyone fights for position. Everybody wants to be seen and heard.
I guess so. I'm seen and heard pretty much. But then I get sent to my room a lot, too.
I wasn't always like this, you know.
Oh, what were you like before?
I had a job. I had a home. I had a family.
Did you have any kids?
No. Oh, I wanted them. But the man I loved fell out of love with me. That broke my heart. And whenever the chance to be loved came along again, I ran away from it. I stopped trusting people.
No offense. That seems like sort of a dumb thing to do.
I was afraid of getting my heart broken again. You see, sometimes you can trust a person, and then when things are down, they forget about you.
Maybe they're just too busy. Maybe they don't forget about you, but they forget to remember you. I don't think people mean to forget. I think it just happens. My grandfather says, my head wasn't screwed on, I'd leave it on the school bus.
I'm just afraid if I do trust someone, I'll get my heart broken again.
I understand that. I used to have this really nice pair of rollerblades. I was afraid if I wore them, I'd wreck them. So I kept them in a box. Do you know what happened?
No.
I outgrew them. I never wore them once outside. I just wore them in my room a couple times.
A person's heart and a person's feelings are very different than skates.
Well, they're kind of the same thing. If you aren't going to use your heart, then what's the difference if it gets broken? If you just keep it to yourself, maybe it'll be like my rollerblades. When you do decide to try it, it won't be any good. You should take a chance. Got nothing to lose.
But a truth in there somewhere.
I think so. Your heart might still be broken, but it isn't gone. If it was gone, you wouldn't be this nice.
Thank you. Do you know that it's been a couple of years since I've talked to anybody?
That's okay. You're really good at it. You're not boring. You don't mumble or spit when you talk. You should do it more often. I think you just have to wear an outfit that doesn't have pigeon poop on it.
Oh, I have been working very hard at keeping people away, haven't I?
I always think I'll have a lot of fun if I'm alone. But when I'm alone, it isn't that much fun at all. I don't care how much people bug me sometimes. I'd rather be with somebody than by myself.
So what are you doing running around the streets on Christmas Eve on your own? Did you get into trouble?
Yeah.
You've done something wrong?
A lot of things.
Did you know that a good deed erases a bad deed?
It's getting pretty late. I don't know if I'll have enough time to do all the good deeds. I need to erase all the bad ones I did.
Well, it's Christmas Eve. Good deeds count for extra tonight.
They do?
Of course they do. So what you must do now is you must think of the most important thing that you can do for others and go and do it. Just follow the star in your own heart.
Okay. It's getting pretty late. I better get going. If I don't see you again, I hope everything turns out okay.
Thank you.
Say goodbye to your birds for me.
I will.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
If you need somebody to trust, it can be me. I won't forget to remember you.
Don't make promises you can't keep.
All the money in the cash register, Mr. Duncan is going to donate to the children's hospital.
At midnight tonight, we're hitting Duncan's toy chest.
You can mess with a lot of things, but you can't mess with kids on Christmas.
We'd like to offer you a complimentary suite while you're here. It's a penthouse with a view of the park. I think you'll find it satisfactory. It was recently vacated by the Countess of Worcestershire.
What kind of hotel allows a child to check in alone?
The boy had a very convincing story.
What kind of idiots do you have working here?
The finest in New York.
Well, I mean, when you discovered that the credit card was stolen, what...
I made the discovery.
Why did you let him leave?
When we attempted to confront him, he ran.
You scared him away.
It's Christmas Eve, and because of you, our child is lost in one of the biggest cities in the world.
Could you take our family and our luggage up to the room, please?
Yes, sir. Run along, Cedric.
I'm going to go down to the police station and make sure that they're doing everything in their power to find Kevin. I want you to stay here with Frank, Leslie, and the kids.
No, I'm going out to look for him.
What? With all due respect, madam, your son is lost in one of the biggest cities in the world.
Could you stay out of this, please?
As you wish.
Thank you. I don't think it's a good idea for you to start running around all over New York City all by yourself.
I think if our son can do it, I can do it.
Okay, but...
Peter, I'll be fine. The way I'm feeling right now, no mugger or murderer would dare mess with me.
Madam, there are hundreds of parasites out there, armed to the teeth... Do bundle up. It's awfully cold outside.
Marv! Marv! Come on, let's go.
Oh.
Marv.
Crowbar's up.
Merry Christmas, Harry. Happy Hanukkah, Marv.
Oh, this is more money than I can even count.
Makes you wonder why we spent so much time robbing private homes.
The amazing thing is, we're fugitives from the law. We're up to our elbows in cash, and there's nobody that even knows about it.
He's back! He took our picture!
How did my hair look?
This is it. No turning back. Another Christmas in the trenches.
Hold on, P-Brain. We got busted last time because we underestimated that little bundle of misery.
This ain't like the last time. This ain't his house. The kid's running scared. He ain't got a plan.
May I do the thinking, please? Thank you. Sonny!
Yes?
Nothing would thrill me more greatly than to shoot you. Knocking off a youngster ain't gonna mean all that much to me. Understand?
Mm-hmm.
But since we're in a hurry, I'll make a deal with you. You throw down your camera, and we won't hurt you. You'll never hear from us again. Okay?
You promise?
I cross my heart and hope to die.
Okay.
Okay, kid. Give it to me.
Direct it.
How many fingers am I holding up, Marv?
8.
Okay, kid. You want to throw bricks? Go ahead, throw another one. If you can't do any better than that, kid,
You're gonna lose!
Harry, no!
You got any more? Come on, Marv, get up. You don't have any more bricks. He's out of it. What? What?
Let me get back up!
What?
Let me get back up!
That did it! Nobody throws bricks at me and gets away with it! Come on, Marv, get up! You go this way, I'm going around the back.
Harry? Harry?
Oh.
I'm gonna murder that kid.
Whoa!
tall kid always wins against two idiots.
Harry! He's in the living room! He went in the ladder!
Sure, this is safe.
Oh, yeah. Yep, I worked all the kinks out. Solid as a rock.
Like a rock, huh, Marv?
Hey, do you guys give up? Have you had enough pain?
You better say every prayer you ever heard before, kid.
I hope your parents got you a tombstone for Christmas. Where'd he go?
I'm up here. I'm really scared.
What's that sound?
That was the sound of a tool chest falling down the stairs.
Sure, I'm killing that kid.
Surrender, kid!
He vanished.
I'm down here, you big horse's ass!
Whoa!
Nice night for a neck injury!
Suck brick, kid!
Come on, Marv.
Oh, I don't know.
I said, come on! Come on, you big sissy!
Mm-hmm.
Harry? You wearing aftershave?
That's not aftershave, that's kerosene. The rope is soaked in it.
Now why would anybody soak a rope in kerosene?
Merry Christmas.
Go up!
Ralph Duncan's story chest are in the park, Central Park West and 95th Street. Look for fireworks. Hurry, they got a gun.
Hey, I'm down here. Better come and get me before I call the cops.
My, how the tables have turned.
How do you like the ice, kid?
Let's go for a little stroll in the park. Great in the photo album.
You may have won the battle, little dude, but you lost the war.
You're not a mess with us, pal. We're dangerous.
Harry, shut up. Harry,
shut up.
I want to enjoy this.
Something's wrong. Get out of here.
Shut up, I said.
I never made it to the sixth grade, kid. And it doesn't look like you're gonna either.
Let him go! Kevin, run!
Shoot her! Shoot her! Shoot her!
I'm trying to shoot her!
God.
your feet.
Take it easy.
You guys should have started early. The prisoners have already exchanged gifts.
We missed the presents? He made us hide out in the store so we could steal all the kiddies' charity money.
Shut up, Marv! Got the right to remain silent, you know.
He's a little cranky. We just broke out of prison a few days ago.
Shut up, Marv! Jeez!
Get him out of here.
All right, let's go. Remember, if this makes the papers, we're no longer the wet bandits. We're the sticky bandits!
That's sticky! That's S!
Shut it!
T!
I.
Well, Mr. Duncan, it's all over with. We apprehended the thieves and we recovered your money.
Good. I want to get that money over to the Children's Hospital as soon as possible.
Yeah, I'll handle the person.
Thank you very much.
Excuse me, Mr. Duncan?
Yes.
I found his note. Looks like a kid broke your window.
Dear Mr. Duncan, I broke your window to catch the bad guys. I'm sorry. Do you have insurance? If you don't, I'll send you some money. If I ever get back to Chicago. Merry Christmas, Kevin McAllister. P.S. Thanks for the turtle doves.
Turtle doves.
Oh, excuse me. I'm looking for my son. He's this boy right here. Excuse me, please help me. This boy right here. Have you seen him? This one is. Please. I'm looking for my son. Have you seen my son? He's there. He's been missing for 2 days.
Well, have you filed a report, ma'am?
Yes, of course we have.
Then trust us. We'll handle it.
Oh. But I'm his mother.
I realize that, ma'am, but you're looking for a needle in a haystack.
Do you have kids?
Yes, ma'am.
And what would you do if one of them was missing?
I'd probably be doing the same thing you're doing.
Thank you.
Look, put yourself in your kid's shoes. Where would you go? What would you do?
Me? I'd probably be lying dead in a gutter somewhere. Oh, but not Kevin. No, Kevin is so much stronger and braver than I am. No, I know Kevin's fine. I'm sure he is. But he's still all by himself in a big city. And he doesn't deserve that. He deserves to be at home with his own family around his Christmas tree. Oh, dear God. I know where he is. I need to get to Rockefeller Center.
Up in.
Thank you.
I know I don't deserve a Christmas, even if I did do a good deed. I don't want any presents. Instead, I want to take back every mean thing I ever said to my family. Even if they don't take back the things that they said. I don't care. I love all of them. Including Buzz. If it isn't possible, I can see all of them. Can I just see my mother? I'll never want another thing as long as I live. I just want my mother. I know I won't see her tonight, but promise me I can see her again. Sometime, anytime. Even if it's just once and only for a couple of minutes. I just need to tell her I'm sorry.
Kevin?
Mom? Wow, that worked fast. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, too.
Merry Christmas, Mom. How'd you know I was here?
Well, I know you and Christmas trees, and this is the biggest one around.
Where's everybody else?
They're at the hotel. They didn't like palm trees either.
It's morning. It's Christmas morning, man.
Fuller, don't get your hopes up.
Huh?
I don't think Santa Claus visits hotels.
Are you nuts? He's omnipresent. He goes everywhere. Hey, guys, wake up. It's Christmas. Mom, Dad, you gotta see this!
God.
Peter!
Are you sure we're in the right room?
Stop!
Now, don't open any of mine. I mean it.
Who's Mr. Duncan?
Duncan?
All right, everyone, just calm down. Calm down. Hey, hey! All right, now... Kevin hadn't screwed up in the first place, again, then we wouldn't be in this most perfect and huge hotel room with a truckload of all this free stuff. So, I think it only fair that Kevin get to open up the first present. Then I'll go, and the rest of you, and so on. Merry Christmas, Kev.
Merry Christmas, Buzz.
Merry Christmas, Kevin. Okay, Kevin. All right. Merry Christmas.
All right, enough of this gooey show of emotion. All right, everyone, stick in.
Yeah.
All
right.
Everybody, wait.
Save
the paper. We can use it next year in the boat. Give me the
Christmas.
Kevin! Merry Christmas!
I got something for you.
What's this?
It's a turtle dove. I have one, you have one. As long as we each have a turtle dove, we'll be friends forever. Forget you. Trust me.
Mr. McAllister's room service bill, sir. Merry Christmas, sir.
Oh, no.
Nice family. Really.
Christmas indeed.
Oh, Dad!
Kevin! You spent $967 on room service!